This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mikey P, Mike Johnson, hanging out with Squid Billy. Dylon, like I said, behind the glass on the ones and twos. Happy Friday morning. It is a Fair Foul Friday on Mic'd Up. Dylan will be hosting today. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Welcome to town, everybody that's in town for the Sweet 16 matchup down at State Farm. Been talking about all the March Madness all day today and the Braves home opener, obviously, keeping an eye on. We will visit with Grant McCauley coming up at 8:40. We're going to get to just a smidgen of Hawks here in just a second, but I got to tell you, Rusty Manziel's out in the bullpen, and he's going to be hanging out with us at 8 o'clock, so just over 15 minutes. If you are a Georgia fan, if you are a Falcons fan, you are not going to want to miss what Rusty has to say about some of this news coming out of Athens the last couple of days. So my head was spinning, and so that's going to be a really, really interesting conversation with him to touch on here in a bit.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
Yeah, not happy either, and I know that some people –
I know.
Trust me, you're just going to want to pay attention.
I know what's happening. I know what the plan is.
Yes.
Just put it this way, and I'm not worried yet, but I'm concerned.
But the ship is starting to point that direction.
It's
long,
like,
slow
it's turn. Like when you play golf and you're hitting the ball good and you hit like one bad shot, and then you hit another one that's a little bit shaky, and you're like, uh-oh, am I starting to get in a funk?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the Hawks go down to the Heat last night down in Miami. They lose by 10 points, 122 to 112. Tyler Hero was the hero of the game for the Miami Heat, scores 36. Three rebounds, four assists for him. The Heat shot at an extremely high clip last night, and that's kind of the nature of the game. The Hawks were not bad offensively. The problem is the Hawks, from the bits and pieces of the game I was able to piece together last night, terrible on the offensive boards, terrible just getting rebounds in general. Second chance points seemed like were non-existent, and it seemed like they were all over the place for the Miami Heat. So even when Miami was not knocking down shots, Atlanta not doing a great job of crashing the boards. Mo Gay did not play last night, which is – little bit of a head scratcher. I think he started the last 10 or 11 in a row. But it's an upsetting loss due to the fact of the time of year and how you're kind of getting down to these seeds. But I don't think it's a shocker of a loss. Miami's starting to play pretty well, as are a number of other teams that, that you're competing with in that play-in. But, it just was what it was. It was not one of those games that you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. Miami shot the ball well. Tyler Herro was very, very good, and he was the man of the match last night. Trae Young gets 29, 2, and 12. Not a shocking stat line for him once again, yeah, though.
Well, luckily for the Hawks, the Magic loss. And so you stayed a half a game up in the seventh spot. But, I mean, these are games that are – these are this is too straight now that they were both games you should win.
Yeah.
And you can win. And so it's not – it's frustrating. But you got to get back on track. Look, the Hawks right now, the plan, the goal is you're – because the Bucks have now fallen below the Pistons for that sixth seed, but you're six, you're 5.5 games out of that. You're not, you ain't get that. That's probably not gonna happen. So just hang on to that seventh seed and get to the playoffs, and then take care of business.
Speaking of the Bucks, the Hawks face off against Milwaukee at Milwaukee. That'll be this Sunday. You can hear that right here on 92.9 The Game pregame at 6:30. Tip off at 7. So you'll make sure you want to pay attention
to that.
See,
that's a chance. That's a chance. That you get that right there, that's a chance.
That is. That's going to be your chance. And there's a few games like that down the stretch that are very winnable. So hopefully, the Hawks can kind of take care of business. Speaking of taking care of business, Dylon has a very spicy Fair Foul set up for us. Let's go ahead and hit that thing. It's Mic'd Up. It's Fair Foul Friday. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. You know what? I always talk about bringing the herd to Buffalo's Cafe. I might just do that this weekend. Head on over to Buffalo's Cafe with the kids, get some chicken wings, watch some college basketball, even though some of those games passed my kids' bedtime. But
where is there one in
there's one up near you, yeah, up in Woodstock area.
We can meet there after the birthday party. We could watch the LA Day games.
You want to do that? I think that might be what needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in for some wings.
Buffalo's so solid.
They just bring you wings at your beckoning call, right?
Yeah, you just kind of... And we had this conversation about either, you know, waving, two-finger wave, hey, buddy, you don't do that at Buffalo's Cafe, evidently, but, you know, it's just one of those, it's almost like, look, I like to consider Buffalo's Cafe one of those places, it's like a Brazilian steakhouse, where you either had the red or the green, and if it's green, they just keep bringing you chicken wings. Matter of fact, can we just sign a sports bar like that, where, you know, you just get the green chip up, and they just keep bringing you beer and wings?
But for wings, yeah.
I'm so solid on that. All right, Dylon, hey, what we got, man?
All right, let's start with this one. We got to start with the Atlanta Braves opening day yesterday. Obviously, you guys have been talking about it all day. Bullpen struggles. Fair or foul, the bullpen will be the reason the Braves do not win the World Series.
I mean, I'm going to say foul. There's so many other reasons why this team might falter. You know, hey, guys, by the way,
ding.
We don't know what the back end of this rotation looks like yet. We don't know what Acuña is going to come back and look like. We're one game in. So to think that Ozzie Albies is going to hit 162 home runs this year and Austin Riley is going to also do the same is the same as to think that the bullpen is going to give up, what's 4 times 162? Whatever it is, it's not necessarily going to be the case. Let's relax and see where this team settles. We will know what this team is probably close to mid-June.
I'm with you. I'm leaning towards foul, but I'm definitely on the fair side of you because, there's no doubt it's a weakness on the team. You can look top to bottom of the lineup and side from Orlando Arcia right now. It's like, okay, those guys can do damage. The pitching staff top to bottom, you don't really know what you have at the back end, but, yeah, those guys can do damage. We don't know right now what the back end of the bullpen looks like after one game because we didn't get to see them yesterday because the people in front of them falter. We didn't get to see Pierce Johnson or Raisel Iglesias. So I'm with you. It's foul, but at some point, either Hector Neris is going to have to throw well, Craig Kimbrell is going to have to come around, or you're going to have to start leaning on Dylan Lee a little bit harder in some of these situations.
It's almost like they're
we'll
not
see.
Locked into this roster the entire year.
No, they're not. They're not. And that's why I said foul, but I'm definitely on the fairer side of it than you are, I think.
162 times 4 is 648, by the way.
Thank you.
Ding.
Well, my point is that we don't know really anything about this team yet other than what we thought in the spring training and this one game in. So that's why I say foul on that. There's a multitude of reasons why they might not win the World Series.
All right,
in fact, 29 other teams factor into that as well.
Yeah, not the NFL. Go ahead, Dylan.
All right, we'll get back into the Falcons. We'll get into the Falcons here in just a second, but I did want to check out this because I actually thought this was pretty interesting. Today is National Black Forest Cake Day. If you don't know what that is, it is a layer of cake made out of cocoa powder, curry, and I don't even know how to say this other word, kirsch, and whipped cream with dark chocolate as a decoration. Does that sound good? Fair or foul? Black Forest Cake.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking it up right now.
I mean, it sounds good when you say Black Forest Cake. When you start naming all these ingredients that I don't know, which is like, so then it loses.
It looks good,
it
too.
It loses its a little bit of an interest for me. So I don't know, though. I pulled it up.
Yeah,
and
I did, too. It looks solid.
It looks good. I mean, I would definitely try it.
Here's the thing, Dylan, and this is not to come at you. But, you go to a nice steakhouse and you say, I want to see the dessert menu. And they go, hey, our bread pudding is topped with a delicious, glaze that's, like what you just did made me less hungry.
You're right.
Like, you're like, I'm not out of sight. It's curry or something like that.
Yeah,
not
right.
Really sure, and some cocoa powder. Yeah. But, yeah, it sounds pretty good, huh?
I do agree with Mike. Like, you go to these places and the way that
the way they describe
it's described,
it.
Oh, I'm just dude. Like, yeah, man, can I just have, like, two scoops of vanilla ice cream with as much Hershey's syrup as you can put on there.
Can you guys go whip up a brownie?
Drown it in Hershey's syrup and then serve it to me.
There you go.
That's funny.
I love it. All right, let's get back to the Falcons here. Fair or foul? Falcons kicker will not be Younghoe Koo to start the season. The Falcons kicker will not be Younghoe Koo to start the season. Fair or foul?
I'm fair on this one all the way. I would be shocked if we get to week one and Younghoe Koo's the guy. It's from a money standpoint. It's from the kickers that I've talked to or at least listened to or paid attention to. He just has this swing, quote-unquote, with his leg, this leg motion that is just hard to replicate over a number of years. And I think we hit him in a golden era. But I'm not sure that he's ever going to replicate the success he had 3 and 4 years ago. And so we'll see what happens there. But money-wise, performance-wise, last year, I think the Falcons are probably ready to move on.
Well, I believe it's fair because you're going to have a real competition with three guys. I'm not saying that Koo can't because he's the one guy that we know has done it, and he was injured, and he can rebound. So, it's one of those deals where I'm not necessarily sold on it, but they're definitely going to have a full range open competition, it looks like, especially if you're signing Mr. Krieg.
There you have it.
Or Krieg. Boom. Is it Krieg?
Might be Krieg.
Krieg would be so much more cool after the extra points.
Because it's German. But Dave Krieg spelled his name the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe the German aspect of it makes it Krieg, but we'll find out soon enough. See. All right, let's get back to the Braves here. Reynaldo Lopez on the mound today for the Bravos. Game 2 out of 162. Fair or foul, Reynaldo Lopez will be an all-star again this season.
I'll go foul.
Ball, we'll start with you.
I'll go foul. I think that's tough. It's hard to be named an all-star, and he could be just slightly not as good as he was last year and still good enough for this team. So I'm just gonna go foul. I'm not trying to be a downer, but that's hard to replicate that.
Yeah, I'll play the Vegas odds on this one. How about that? And that's not to be a Debbie Downer, but when you're playing Vegas odds, you never count on somebody doing the best of their career twice in a row. All right. So when you had a career year last year, you don't count on that happening once again. I think he'll be very good for the Atlanta Braves, but saying he's gonna make the All-Star team, kind of at another level in terms of what we've seen so far this year and through spring training. So I'm fouling that one as well.
Fair or foul, let's move to the NCAA tournament. Fair or foul, you guys will conjure up some sort of wager here if and when Alabama and Florida meet.
Hey,
fair or foul, we can expect some sort of wager.
I was hinting at this earlier.
I think it's fair because someone's already not paid up their past debts from the last time.
I'm not going to buy Mio.
Florida mollywopped Alabama.
Yeah. I've approached you twice about paying up my Mio debt. Well, you've said you don't have enough for me.
There's
so. Me,
there's a whole bottle of the, you want the black cherry? Or
I didn't know you re-upped on your Red 40 die.
Yeah, go but, in there and grab some. I don't think you can handle it.
I'll knock it out. So, but yes, it's very fair. There will probably be a wager on the line if and when Florida and Bama face off.
And if they do face off again, that would be in the national championship.
Woo!
Based on the bracket. So
that would be huge. I hope that happens, man.
And we couldn't even watch
this. Just for this show, I hope that happens.
Out, double check.
We won't even be able to watch it together either.
Woo.
Well, that's true. Dang.
I'll be in the hospital. Well, and I won't be in the hospital, but I'll be at the hospital.
Tending to the hospital.
Let's actually build a bit upon that real quick. We get one more here. Fair or foul, the SEC gets at least two teams in the Final Four. At least two in the Final Four. Fair or foul?
Absolutely fair to me. There's just a lot of quality programs left. When you look at Bama, the way Bama played last night, I think Florida's very good. Obviously, Auburn being the overall one. Tennessee, they're going to get at least two.
I'd say that that's fair. If you want to be Mr. Vegas, man, I'd say that's fair.
All right.
Nice work, Dylan.
That is fair or foul. Thanks for playing.
Boom.